This is the World We Made by Emotion, read by CookieMom6067. He's not usually an early riser. The break of day holds no interest for him, for all that it certainly is beautiful. His body wakes him at the appropriate time for prayer, but usually Yusuf will crawl back into bed, wrap himself around Nicolo, and fall back asleep for a while. Today is different. But it's not because Yusuf suddenly discovered his burning need to see the sun rise or listen to birds chirp out their little hearts. He wonders absently, his hands busy with other things, how something so small can be so very loud. He is done with his preparations by the time Nicolo finally stirs and leaves their bed, his naked feet almost silent on the wooden floor. Yusuf has the advantage of having listened to those footsteps for longer than several mortal lifetimes, and he knows he would be able to tell Nicolo's gait from 100 others, even blindfolded and drugged. He doesn't have to look across their shared home to know Nicolo will shuffle into the small bathroom before he goes looking for Yusuf, entirely uncaring about his nakedness. It's just as well that he planned ahead. True to form, Nicolo walks into the kitchen just a few moments later, his hair still a tangled mess, and sleep not quite scrubbed from his eyes. He looks warm and soft and so lovely Yusuf cannot do anything but help himself to a kiss from those warm lips. Good morning, my love. Good morning, Nicolo agrees, his arms coming up to wrap around Yusuf's shoulders, his smile slow and lazy. You're up early today. Yusuf hums and steals another kiss. I made breakfast, he tells Nicolo after, and cherishes the way his smile widens. Nicolo's eyes are like the sea, telling of his moods, and the bright blue-green of this morning speaks of his happiness. You spoil me, he mock protests. Of course I do, Yusuf agrees, and Nicolo's smile just begs for another kiss, so he indulges them both. Come, let me spoil you further. He leads Nicolo out onto the patio and to the oversized wicker chair living there, the one he made even more comfortable by stealing pillows and blankets from the sofa. There's a table waiting next to it with a breakfast spread. Nothing outlandish, they've never cared for that. It's just their favorites, the spicy chai they first discovered in India, which Nicolo immediately loved. The mocha Yusuf prefers, fresh fruit, freshly baked bread, and butter from the market, honey from their neighbor's beehives. What makes it special is sharing it with Nicolo, feeding him pieces of fruit, watching him lick the honey from his fingers in his mouth. What makes it special is to curl around him in their shared chair, lounging amongst the nest of blankets and pillows, and be allowed to chase the taste of spicy chai and honey in Nicolo's mouth. If the world ended right here, right now, Yusuf would go a happy man. Nicolo takes his hand and laces their fingers together. The early morning sun gleams on the wide silver ring on his ring finger, the one Yusuf crafted himself in a friend's workshop. It clinks gently against Yusuf's own ring, and Nicolo sighs his contentment and rests his head on Yusuf's shoulder. Why did we not do this with a ring before? He asked quietly. I think I would miss it already if it was gone now. Yusuf smiles and squeezes Nicolo's fingers. I'm sure there were reasons, but I can't remember why we thought they were good ones. He agrees. Are you sated, husband of mine? Nicolo chuckles and twists onto his side, looking up at Yusuf with mischief dancing in his eyes. He looks so happy and carefree that Yusuf falls in love with him all over again. Partially, the love of his long life says. You spoiled me so well, amore mio. I do believe it is now my turn to spoil you, no? Yusuf laughs and lets himself be kissed, spread out to Nicolo's liking. His husband lays a trail of kisses down his chest, and Yusuf closes his eyes and hands himself over into Nicolo's hands. They do not leave their comfortable nest for several hours. Neither of them cares. The end.